Hello and welcome. This is Lindsay Dunn, editor of Becker's Hospital Review. Today I am pleased to be joined by Steve Herbst, Vice President and General Manager for Johnson Controls Global Workplace Solutions. Steve has joined me to discuss the role of outsourcing for healthcare organizations and how the idea of outsourcing has evolved over time within our industry. Steve, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and share your expertise with our readers.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for being here. And my first question to kick things off talks about this idea that outsourcing has generally been a dirty word with negative connotations, especially in the healthcare industry. However, as hospitals and health systems adapt to difficult reimbursement environment they have experienced over the past few years, which of course you and I'm sure those listening in know show no signs of letting up, we have seen more and more hospitals using outsourced services, and I know you argue that outsourcing shouldn't necessarily be thought of as a bad word. Why is that?
Outsourcing really shouldn't be thought of as a dirty word or even a foreign concept to the healthcare industry. A number of the services in the healthcare industry are, in fact, outsourced now, and increasingly so. Think about lab and diagnostic services from time to time, food services, cleaning services, EVS, are all commonly outsourced in healthcare environments. The plant maintenance piece of it is one of the parts of the organization that is sort of on a new frontier of outsourcing now. What we do is help those healthcare organizations understand what the benefits of an outsourcing model could be for improving not only their services, but also delivering the services that are your core responsibility.
And kind of leading off of that, certainly because of reimbursement pressures, we're seeing more outsourcing, you know, which I mentioned, partially as hospitals prepare for value-based payments, population health management, and you see this outsourcing of non-core or non-clinical functions, as you mentioned. Is this a trend you expect to continue?
Absolutely. I would expect for you to see more outsourcing in the healthcare industry. In fact, that's exactly what we're seeing on our side. Obviously, the cost pressures that are impacting the industry now are significant, as well as the increased demand for focus on quality and satisfaction metrics. There's so much space in the average hospital executive right now. Outsourcing allows them a bit of breathing room.
Your company specializes in plant maintenance, which is sometimes we hear referred to as facilities management. And you mentioned a few reasons why hospitals might outsource this function in terms of letting them focus on core competencies. But can you talk a little bit more about that? What are some benefits that they do get from thinking about outsourcing this area?
Well, we talked a little bit about them already, Lindsay. We talked about the obvious cost savings associated with, frankly, allowing a service provider such as Johnson Controls to do the things that we have years and years of experience around the world doing, and doing those more efficiently, either through the application of best business practices or the benefit of technologies that are affordable in scale. Being able to invest in the technology to support those operations, to support work processes and enhancements in the way we dispatch work, the way we close out work orders, the way we prioritize work to make sure that work is being done, with the most urgent things being addressed immediately, and maybe the less urgent things being addressed when it makes more fiscal sense to do so. And then, frankly, the piece of it is labor efficiency. That's not necessarily layoffs. That's a lot about giving the people the tools and the training, the technology, the scheduling, and so forth, to allow them to just do more in the period of time they have available to them. And we find that we can get quite a bit of savings just simply through job optimization in that sense.
That's great. And I'm glad you did mention employee retention, because I wanted to ask about that. Certainly that's, you know, a concern when outsourcing for many organizations. And as hospitals look to partner for outsourced solutions, how can they best ensure that they remain closely embedded in their communities? Often, as I'm sure you know, hospitals are one of the largest employers in the community, but as these trends of non-clinical functions are outsourced and that increases, how can they ensure they're keeping these close ties?
Yeah, it's a great question, Lindsay, and I'm glad you asked it. I know in this era of M&A activity, consolidations, realignments, that it becomes increasingly difficult for hospitals who have long ties to the community to retain those local roots, and it's so important that they do. The good news is that outsourcing doesn't necessarily eliminate that opportunity. In fact, it can enhance it by providing those employees longer career paths within the community, not only within the hospital, but to some extent some of those people find opportunities outside the hospital and in other organizations that are close by locally, or if they choose to extend their careers beyond the local frame, they can join our organization in other parts of the world. I think it's also important to note that systems that are most proactive and open about finding creative ways to work with strategic partners are going to be the ones that survive in this tumultuous time, providing those opportunities for the long haul for those employees. Those hospitals aren't going anywhere. Their patients are still going to need their services. The communities are still going to need their leadership. And frankly, outsourcing strategies and outsourcing itself doesn't really change that reality.
Great. That's a great point. Well, thank you, Steve, for your time and insight. You can learn more about this and other topics at Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me, Lindsay Dunn, at ldunn, D-U-N-N, at beckershealthcare.com. And please make sure to visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.